Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The United Auto Workers are saying they're on strike because their wages haven't kept up with inflation.
Everything doubled in prices and inflation. And it's like we have to work 60, 70 hours a week just to pay our bills and feed our family.
UAW President Sean Fain on CBS's Face the Nation had strong words for automakers today.
It's insulting that a CEO gets on air in the last few days and says that her $29 million salary is justified by her performance. No, yeah. It's not. It's justified by the performance of the worker on the backs of the workers and by paying them poverty wages.
Workers have walked off the job at some factories that make some of the most popular vehicles. Would Donald Trump send American troops to defend Taiwan against a Chinese invasion?
I won't say, because if I said, I'm giving away, you know, only stupid people are going to give that. I heard the other day DeSanctimonious said something about he was going to do this or he was going to do that. I say, well, why is he saying the strategy? You can't say that.
Trump spoke on NBC. A new CBS News poll finds those who supported Trump are sticking with him. CBS News Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
Donald Trump's voters overwhelmingly say one reason they're voting for him is they think things were better under him, and that relates to the economy. We look at whether people say they're doing better or worse now than they were before the pandemic, and people say they are not. By 2-1, they say that they are still worse off than better, and those people are voting for Donald Trump.
Many of those asked said they have concerns about President Biden's health. Is a government shutdown in our near future? Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's probably going to result in the end in a bipartisan solution. We're going to pass a spending bill. That's what is going to be required, and we're going to do it.
It's without a temporary funding bill, the federal government could shut down at the end of this month. It's a devastating scene in eastern Libya. After flooding this week, the BBC's Anna Foster is there.
Here in the center of Derna, the destruction is total. And when you look down this valley at an area that used to be filled with apartment buildings, homes, cars, thousands of people with lives that have all been picked up and swept out to sea, you wonder how a city like this can ever recover.
The state of California has sued some of the world's largest oil and gas companies, claiming they deceived the public about the effects of fossil fuels on the climate. The state wants the companies to pay billions of dollars to help it deal with the effects of climate change-related storms and wildfires. Officials say ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron, and others have lied about the danger of fossil fuels for decades. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Summer bonanza means more business in the fall months. Hire right with Indeed. Their integrated solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been this easy. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona!
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 71. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 45. High of 73, tomorrow mainly clear. Highs level off around 71 Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. 80, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Get on, or should I say, all aboard the love train. What you got to say, Earl?
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Man, we got a lot to talk about, man. The season is in full effect. But before we go any further, you got an announcement to make.
Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown. In some cities, his name is Bad Moon. Other places, his name is Spider-Man. But in my heart, much love. Give it up for my man, Andre Rice. Dre, what's up, baby?
I tell you what, man, you know I love you. Earl, I love you too now. The only thing I got a problem with is under the helmet, and he called the Gravedigger. It should be under the ground, right?
hey, you know, the under the helmet with the Gravedigger was catchy, brother. But Bad Moon Rising. Bad Moon Rising is on the phone line this morning. Good morning to you, dear brother. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Man, I watch your career, man. I watch your career from college. And, man, you know, you're one of them cats who could play today, man.
I appreciate that. You know, what's funny, you know, with a bunch of old guys and they talk about coming back. And they show him get tackled and show him get hit. And I'm in that same boat. but I tell you what, the money and the earnings that the young fellas are making today in today's game, it was part of the path that we paid for them to be able to do that. But I'd take one game check. I'd take one game check for sure. Well, no hits, though. No tackles.
No, man. You know, you're...
Earl.
Go ahead,
Earl. Let me say this. My man over there should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No question.
The numbers, just his attitude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine you a young DB stepping out on the field, and you see across the lane... Bad Moon, Spider-Man, Andre Rison, and he about to do a dig and go on. I think I'd have a stain in my shorts.
You know, I saw him early on with Cleveland in his career. Can I say that? Because he was a Packer too, but his athleticism, you know, his speed, he's one of them cats that could play today. Because a lot of receivers, they kind of came out of that mold that he was in. Small,
yeah,
quick, yeah. You know, yeah. Fearless, going across the middle.
But Dre went against the best.
I know.
The Hall of Famers, the Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Played with him and went against it. Dre the man, dog. That's why there's no question why he shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Fame.
No question. No question whatsoever. How many years did you play, Bad Moon?
I appreciate all those compliments from the accolades and things of that nature. I played 12 years.
Wow.
When I retired, I retired in like the top 10, top 5 in most of all categories. Catches, receiving, touchdowns, and yards. When I retired, I think I was like number, like I said, I was top 10, top 5 in most categories. And so I felt as though I had given what I needed to do to be a Hall of Famer, and still do. You know, winning the World Championship with Gilbert, the great Gilbert Brown, and the great Packers organization, I thought that would have really solidified it. And if it didn't, the next year after the Super Bowl, I went back to the Pro Bowl just to show people that I just didn't jump on the bandwagon of Green Bay. I played like 10 games with the Packers, and so that was almost like a whole season in a sense. And so I felt like, you know, I got a couple slights here and there. Oh, he was a free agent that came in and helped the Packers win and this and that. I never really bought into that. What I bought into, the Packers just got the best receiver, arguably, to play the game. Just walked in the door. And I know Sterling Sharp had played there, the great James Lofton, things of that nature, John Jefferson, guys I looked up to and respected. But we all had our own style. We all had our own game. And I felt like my game was good enough to get a gold jacket. And so I will always treasure my times playing with Green Bay, for sure. Like I said, you can't play for another organization, I believe, that has more historic value to it in the Packers.
Well, you know, dear brother,
your
chance at the gold jacket is not over. Unfortunately, sometimes it's a lot later. And I hope that yours, when you talk about your numbers, are comparable with other people who are already in the Hall of Fame. So, unfortunately, it must be politics. Mm-hmm. And when they get into the politics, you know, it might take a little bit long. Your record speak for itself, man. And so we're going to keep pushing and praying that they, you know. Because I look at some of the people that they're talking about, Gilbert, given the opportunity to. And Bad Moon should be above many of the cats they're looking at now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about they play games, man, you know. And and half the time, you got to be dead before they put you in there, man, you know, which is a shame. Drake, yeah. Tell them about your book, man, since we got them on here, so these people can buy this book you got.
Yeah, we got an awesome book called The Andre Rison Story, Wide Open. It's not a tell-all book, but it's a validity book.
Well, yeah, you don't want to tell all.
If it was a tell-all book, Dre, they had to put on sunglasses while they read.
Yeah, you already know it. But there's a lot of great pictures in there. There's a lot of great moments in there. It talks about me coming up as a child in a single-parent home. Talk about the struggles between my family and just society, period. Trying to make it up out of Flint, Michigan. And it's a great story about my mom, myself, and friends of mine and friends that I've gained through the years, like Gilbert. I don't even consider Gilbert and Santana and Antonio as, like, friends. They're like my brothers. And so it goes in detail about, you know, the Atlanta days and the nightlife and all the way to
the entertainment. I read some stories about your nightlife.
And the entertainment side, you know, talk about the relationships between Tupac and myself, the friendships that I had, you know, kindred through the years.
You're a big-time celebrity.
Like I said, entertainment life of the TLC stuff. And it's a great
where
book,
can they,
though.
Where can they get it, Dre, where can they get it, man?
You can go on Amazon and order it.
Okay.
You can go on Amazon and order it. It'll pop up. Hopefully, this time next season, I'll be doing a global book tour, actually over in Africa all the way back to the States.
Oh, wow. You know what we need to do, Gilbert? We need to get him on where there's some time where I can have him talk about his book, right? You can make that happen.
Right? Yeah, I can do that. I can do that one day.
You know the movies. The movie will be out on Apple TV, Tubi, Hulu.
Yeah, you got a movie too now.
The movie is actually.
He ain't get me no part, but he got a movie.
Hey man, do you know he was what's the cat's name, man, that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers that been pretty crazy? The wide receiver that wound
Antonio Brown.
He was Antonio Brown before there was an Antonio Brown.
I got to correct you.
I'm talking about Flashy. Andre Rison is the mold that was broken. I know, man. Hey, I'm talking about Flashy. And those kind of things.
Antonio Brown, that fool ain't got nothing on my homeboy.
No, man, I didn't say he was. I didn't say he was Bad Moon Rising. I said he was. Mm-hmm. You know, he was flashy and colorful and all that stuff before there was an Antonio Brown.
When you see Dre, you see Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
You see Kansas City Chief, but you see world champion Green Bay Packers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Yeah, for sure. And check this out. Sure. He lives 10 minutes away from me. You know what I'm saying? He lives 10 minutes away from me.
You mean the state is big enough for both of y'all?
No, they kicked me out. They keep the drink.
Hey, so are you from Michigan, brother?
Yeah, I was born in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He drunk some of that water.
I thought nothing. Yeah.
That's why he's crazy. He drunk some of that water.
It's and great coaches and not just football but basketball, baseball. You know, we had a lot of world champions came out of Flint.
Oh yeah.
Carl Banks. You got Glenn Rice, the great basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Abbott, the great baseball player for the Yankees, and then you know you had the young boys just come through right now with Miles Bridges, Madman Morris, Asmonte Morris with the Pistons now. The list goes on. JaVale McGee.
You know, dear brother. I know. We gotta let you go because I know how busy you are. But I want to thank you, Gilbert, for giving us this opportunity. You know, we're gonna make sure that when we bring him on, across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure when we bring you on that the state of Wisconsin can hear. From you, man. Great player.
I got a chance to see the state of Wisconsin a little bit more further down outside of Green Bay and Madison. Of course, playing in the Big Ten, you always play against Madison. Play against Wisconsin and Madison. I played basketball, too, so I was always there, seemed like. But I took a trip with Gilbert last year. And it really enlightened me on the state of Wisconsin. It was an awesome time.
Yeah. We're gonna let him go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll set it up.
Dre, I'll call you right after, boy.
Hey, man, it's an honor. It's an honor, man.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you call me. I'll call you right after.
Yeah,
boy.
Hey, Gilbert, he talking to me to make sure I call him?
No.
Oh, all right. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Love you, boy.
Club Forest Bar and Grill is featuring a mouth-watering tailgate pizza in honor of football season. But that's not all. Come see if you can win big with Pull Tab Happy Hour during Packer games. And don't forget their famous wings, only 50 cents during game time. What's more football than that? Lace up those shoes and come out for the next game. Club Forest Bar and Grill, 1176 Club Forest Drive in Plover, your Packer Party headquarters, and a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and Southwood County Humane Society.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchens Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their five-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It take a couple seconds to be older than you. Hey,
man. I'm thinking he got to be, 54?
He, what?
He got to be 54, 55.
And just had a baby.
Hey, just had a baby.
Mama's baby's
but check it out, though. He got four girls. And when the boy finally popped out, you're going to take that at any age.
Yeah, so mama's babies, papa's maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that saying.
He got four girls that he claimed.
Yeah. Hey, Left Eye Lopez burned down his multi-million dollar house.
Yeah,
Lord. Hey, he got a lot to write about, huh?
It's probably in his book.
Yeah, man. I want to interview him, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, man.
As long as you don't give him the key to the city. I'm going to stop bringing this into his own. God, no, girl, just give it all up.
Tonight, lows dip down to about 50.
Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. 1-0. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, 1-0. Gilbert, I was telling you during the preseason, I was saying, man, the Packers got some hellified athletes. Mm-hmm. I said, man, the linebackers, the defensive backs, the safeties, man, the they're very athletic. They're linemen. Mm-hmm. And, man, Gilbert, they're pretty tough.
Earl, now, I've been preaching this since we've been talking about that quarterback that threw three touchdowns other day.
Hey, Gilbert.
I've been preaching
Gilbert, listen up.
About the team that they was playing. I told everybody. The Bears is the Bears.
Yeah, well, they're the Bears.
We needed a team to get our confidence up. They're a warm-up team.
Yep.
They're an NFL team. They're a warm-up team. They're a bunch of Cubs walking around in Bears clothing.
let me say this, Gilbert. Before we get too far.
All you Bear fans, call up so I can laugh at you.
Before we get too far on the other side of the rainbow.
Okay.
He was 15. Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Against a JV? You going to call Justin Fields JV?
Hey, man, he looked
you
like
gonna call? Hey, Calvin, can you look up the first time Brett Favre started? And the first time Aaron Rodgers started.
Oh, no question.
And give me and give me their numbers, please.
Hey, Gil.
Because we got some haters that need to get them some hater rate out their mouth.
No. I'm not hating. What
you
I saw.
Did. You just called him out. Against a JV team, he was good.
Hey, Gilbert.
There is no JV teams in the NFL, sir.
Well, the Bears look like they're the closest to it. If there
no,
is
they,
one.
They're the school of the blind.
Let me. So here's here's what really got me about the game, Gilbert. What I saw was boys against men, the Packers defensive line against the Bears offensive line, and the Packers offensive line.
They're coming against you.
And the Packers offensive line against the Bears defensive line. Superior across the board. Would you agree?
I would agree that yesterday, in between the lines, in between the tackles, Green Bay won.
Overwhelmingly.
Aaron Jones had an awesome day. Awesome day in between the tackles. You know what I'm saying? But we knew that the running game had to get going so Jordan Love can get going.
Yeah, but Gilbert, the running game wasn't that spectacular. Aaron Jones had 9 carries for 41 yards, and Dylan had 13 carries for 19 yards. What they really had, Gilbert, was they just beat up the Bears defense, the offensive line. I mean, the Packers got some horses on that offensive line.
Yeah.
And,
but that's the thing, though, Earl. That running game had to open everything. It don't matter what the numbers they had.
Right.
It opened up the game because now they're so worried about them getting the ball that they sneaking out the backfield. And Aaron Jones had a beautiful touchdown.
Oh, so Aaron Jones not only had a beautiful touchdown, he had some big catches. He's as dangerous a weapon if you give him a flare pass as he is running.
Whoever said anything about that young man is stupid.
Well,
they got to keep him.
Well, they were talking about
no matter what.
They were talking about how much he's going to cost against the cap. But
man, they said that about your boy that's in Jetland. Man, go on with that.
No man, but
go on with that, man.
They're saying that they have to might not be able to afford him next year because his numbers against the cap. But I'll tell you, I'm in total agreement with you. Aaron Jones is one of the best backs, most explosive backs in the league.
In the league.
Yeah, and breakaway
and
speed.
His stature will not scare anybody.
No, man.
But when you put that ball in his hands, all them knees were shaking over there in Chicagoland. The monsters of the Midwest.
You know, Gilbert, you almost, it's hard to tackle Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Because he's stronger than he looks because I've seen guys think they have him wrapped up.
Yes.
But they can't get him.
And you know what's crazy? He'll get behind Bakhtiari and you won't see him.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
You won't see him because that's the elusiveness, but the power that the young man has.
Let me also tell you, Bakhtiari played a hell of a game. I thought he was done.
He wanted to call you and say, I'm about to show you something, sir. I'm about to show you something, sir. Check this out, chair.
Hey, Gilbert, he really did look good.
Yes, they all look good yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to come out and show everybody that this is the Green Bay Packers. This is not Aaron Rodgers' team that he just left. We are the Green Bay Packers, a team coming after.
You know, you played on the Super Bowl winning team, so you clearly know talent.
Absolutely.
And I know it's one game.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
And you heard all the youth votes going to turn out and make a difference.
Abortion, climate, gerrymandered maps. Those three things matter to young people.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 71. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 45. High of 73, tomorrow mainly clear. Highs level off around 71 Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. 80, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, the Packers kicked off the 2023-24 NFL season in style. Let me ask you something, Gilbert. I saw, and Calvin, I don't know if you caught this, but they had some guy that was kind of leading the cheer at the game. It kind of looked like you, man.
No, he didn't. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me. I was way in Timbuktu somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I had a good, I had a I had a long but good weekend, man. I hung out with one of the greatest Packers of all time. I didn't say the.
You can't say that.
Aaron Rodgers say I'm the greatest, but the Brett Favre. It was awesome.
So you hung out with your boy Brett.
Yeah, it was awesome, man.
What you guys kick it around with, man?
You know what, man? We talked to some kids and we signed some autographs, but it's the times where we're sitting there and we're talking about the good times. We talk right. about Reggie White, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're talking about the boys that we lost and everything. And like I say, man, it's just one of those things where good or bad, I love him and he's my teammate.
Yeah, he's a Packer for life like you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why he came back and retired as a Green Bay Packer.
Let's do this. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
CJ.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, Gilbert and Earl. On a difficult day, 9/11, let's not forget. But
I'm going to talk about that later on, man. We're talking about sports right now.
I know, but it's bittersweet. Celebrating the Packers, it was tough to see Brett go, leave Green Bay, but it was tough to leave Aaron Rodgers. Watch him leave, too. But I tell you what, I've been trumpeting this Jordan Love since I saw him. The guy's got a rocket. He's going to be amazing.
Yes.
And we're going to celebrate him all the way to the Super Bowl one day. And I tell you what, he's got a lot of great talent around him. The defense is incredible. And it was a fun game to watch because they were down.
So
they were down. But they came back, and they looked incredible.
So let me say this, because in the first half, I said at halftime, I said they have not turned him loose. They did not let him throw the ball downfield. Everything was check passes in the first half, Gilbert. And I was wondering if they were going to open up the game for him. They it was almost in the first half like they didn't want to run the risk because the game was so, you know, tight, and they're playing checkers. And so the Bears didn't have anything. They didn't want to make a mistake, and neither did the Packers. Mm-hmm. But the second half, they opened it up, and you saw him play better football. Was I right in that assessment? Gilbert.
CJ. Oh, you talking to me or CJ?
You.
I'm gonna put it like this, Earl. In a way, you are right, but the coach did it masterfully. This is his first game,
right?
Starting against a rivalry team. That's a different component. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So the coach, I'm gonna get him confident first.
Yes.
I'm going to get him confident. I'm going to let him hit here. I'm going to let him hit here. And I'm going to let him do this and that. Dink and dunk. Get your confidence up. But the second half, son, he probably even told him what he was going to do. Second half, son, we're going to pick it up. I want you to get your confidence. The coach, you know, people that don't understand the game, I saw it. He going to get him dink, dunk, dunk. Do your thing. Get your confidence up. Second half, we coming after you. We coming out after you. So get your mind right, son. And that's how it went, man. And to be able to see the progression when they do call your number was good for him. Now we got to see how he's going to do next week.
Well, you know, again, let's not get too far down the road. He played against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team, man. That's just a slap in the face,
I'm
man.
Watching them.
They suck, but it's a slap in his face.
Okay, so I mean, because, man, I don't know how.
I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know. Hey, Gilbert, I don't know how the Bears have been finishing bad for since 1985, since their Super Bowl. So when you finish in those lower rungs, you get higher draft picks. So they've been getting high draft picks.
Yes.
It's no excuse that they're in the shape there. Well, the Lions were in the same shape.
You know what, Earl? No, I you know why I'm laughing at them? And you know why I don't have no sympathy for them? It's because once we got rid of Aaron Rodgers, they just knew they had the top dogs in the league. In our division. You should have heard their fans.
Yeah,
oh, we got y'all nine. We got y'all nine. I was at a place Sunday fundraising, three or four Bear jerseys in there. Oh, it's over. Oh, it's over. It's done for. I said, dude, y'all steal the Chicago Bears, and we got you.
So anytime in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
one team beats another team nine straight times on their home field, that's unheard mm-hmm. of. That's unacceptable. Yeah. Man, the Packers beat the Bears nine straight times in Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm. Should be called Packer Field.
Yeah, man. I mean, that goes to show, you know, exactly the failure. But it also shows the difference in the coaching because, say mm-hmm. what you will, Matt LaFleur – the cat can coach.
Yeah,
I mean, the cats he got with him, he got the right kind of, am I right?
But you got to, but like I said, Earl, it all stems back to the talent, dude, on both sides of the ball, both sides of the teams, you know what I'm saying? And you got to realize if the talent dude is bringing his talent in with his talent staff, you got to make sure you got the right guys. I don't think Chicago got the weapons for Justin Fields.
No, they don't.
I really don't. And that's on the talent dude. That's on the talent dude to change that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that what's our talent dude name?
Gutekunst.
Has been doing his due diligence, man, trying to put in a good team. Because remember this. We didn't have our full staff at receiver yesterday.
Well, so let's look at really where the Packers have been able to really make hay while the sun is shining. Man, when they got rid of, what was the wide receiver's name, number 17?
Devontae Adams.
When they got rid of Devontae Adams, they got a lot of great draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When they made the trade. They got something.
But you didn't see it at the time.
I know. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
They got a lot of talent from that draft pick, from trading Devontae Adams. When they traded Aaron Rodgers, they got a lot of draft capital. And they wound up with all this great young talent. You got to give them credit.
Who's starting to look good right now, Earl?
Gutekunst.
You see what I'm saying?
And
everybody was killing him.
Yep,
why he get rid of Devontae? You.
Yeah, why did he get rid of Aaron Rodgers? And the people people wanted his neck, right? Because they wanted to make sure that Aaron remained, and they did, and they bent over backwards that year, those 2 years for Aaron Rodgers. Bent over backwards to keep him here. And Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers was calling for Gutekunst to be gone. But you got to give the Packers credit. They stayed with Gutekunst because they saw something in him, right? And now, turned out, they were right. Because, man, that talent level.
Goes back to the talent, dude. I keep telling.
Hey, man, that talent. I'm watching all of these positions, Gilbert. Mm-hmm. All those positions. Mm-hmm. They're loaded. They're linemen.
Mm-hmm.
They can rotate. Look, the new rookie.
Mm-hmm.
The first round draft choice.
Yeah.
He got in and ran and chased
one of the fastest quarterbacks down.
Hey, Gilbert, and got him.
Hunting a gazelle. Yeah. He was gone.
Yeah.
He was gone.
And and I'm just watching and what's the other guy's name who had his knee repaired, ACL?
Garrett. Rashawn?
He playing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, they got all these cats. Number seven intercepted the ball and ran it back like a deer, man. That's a defensive lineman.
That's the boy that can't get right last year, but he's getting it right this year.
Yeah, man. I saw his athletic ability, man. Not only a cat that big intercepting the ball and running it back like he's a running back. You know, I saw one running back try to tackle him. Hey, he won't ever do that again.
No, you just made SportsCenter, son, yep. The bad way.
But I'll tell you, they're going to be entertaining.
Yeah,
they're going to.
They got some tests. They got some tests coming up, though.
Yeah, well, they got one of the easiest schedules in the league, so that helps.
And I don't call any schedule with the Kansas City Chiefs on there easy schedule.
Well, outside of the Chiefs,
and the way the emergence of your team is coming up.
What's that?
Them meow, them Lions. That's gonna be a tough week for them because they're gonna have the Saints on Sunday and turn around and play the Lions on Thursday.
Hey Gilbert. Listen to this schedule. Packers versus they played the Bears. Now Packers and Falcons. I would pick the Packers in that game. Saints and Packers.
First home game.
The Saints are not gonna beat the Packers in Green Bay. Packers could be 3-0. Then they got the Lions, maybe, 3-1. Then they got the Raiders.
Ho, 3-1?
Yeah.
You picking the Lions?
Hey, man, listen, don't fool yourself, man. Don't get so caught up in it that you think the Packers are going to go 4-0.
You better stop before you get some hate mail in your...
Hey, Gil, they're not going 4-0. You know it.
They're not going 4-0?
No, okay.
Okay, if they go 4-0, you got to put some hair dye in your hair. they go 4-0, Leslie, you got to put some hair dye.
If they go 4-0, I'll put some shoe polish in my hair. And I have to call you and find out where's the best place to get it because, and what kind to get.
Earl's Ink Shop. That's where you get it from.
and then they play the Broncos, a team they can beat.
Yeah. So how you saying that? That's a good schedule, man, because the Denver's coming up too.
Hey Gilbert, the Denver lost the first game, okay? And then they play the Vikings. The Vikings, are not exactly
Kirk Cousins
what
and
they
company.
Were. Okay? And then they play the Rams. The Rams, starting all over. Then they play the Steelers. The Steelers got beat by, of all people, they got beat. By
Tampa. It was Frisco.
Oh yeah. Oh
right.
No. They got beat by Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay played
Minnesota. It was
Minnesota
who lost Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah, Minnesota. Yeah.
You think about that ink already? It's getting deep burning.
But what I'm saying to you,
Pittsburgh lost to San Francisco badly.
They got stomped. So what I'm saying to you, the Chiefs. The Giants, the Packers play, the Cowboys just beat them 40-0.
Cowboys ain't doing nothing.
The Buccaneers.
One-star rating for the Cowboys.
The Bears. Packers, they got a favorable schedule, man.
Yeah.
I could see them maybe even making the playoffs. Listen, our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, and I'm not crazy. But they got a much much easier schedule than they.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Hey, Gilbert, I'm going to invest in that shoe polish. You got to let me know how much money you can make.
It's called Soul
Glow. We'll be right back. Be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
At Menards.
yard, save big money with 11% off everything. Update your home with Great Lakes vinyl plank flooring. Heritage has a realistic wood grain look and is durable and waterproof, making it perfect for whatever life throws at it. It's easy to install and has added comfort with an attach pad. Heritage vinyl plank is only $3.29 a square foot after 11% rebate. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Cube now.
Yeah. No, that's the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube.
That's the Isley Brothers. That's Cube sampling the Isley Brothers.
That's Cube. Just waking up in the morning, got to thank God. No, because my day seems kind of odd. No walking from the dog, no small. No pork. Didn't pig out.
You know, I may listen to the lyrics of that, man. That sounds pretty cool.
It's smooth, man. It's smooth.
Yeah, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, I was watching football all day yesterday, man, and I tried to watch the game, the Monday night game, and I thought it was going to be a really good game, man, and the Cowboys dismantled the Giants 40-0. So can you imagine you had all those opening days, 10 years of opening days. And opening days, it's always you're hyped up, you're ready to go, man. They got you thinking you're going to go 16-0, 17-0. And then you go in and you're playing against the team that, you know, and they say, hey, the Giants, this is their time, it's their year. And you get beat.
Got Saquon Barkley.
You get beat.
Where'd they play at, Earl?
Dallas.
Oh, no, New York.
No, they played at home.
They got beat 40-0 at home.
Yeah, at home, man.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Calvin, is that right? I see Calvin shaking his
Yeah, that's right.
God.
It was raining. That's how I know it was for sure in New York, because it wouldn't have been raining on the field.
So how do you overcome that, Gilbert?
I'd have went in to turn my helmet in.
No, I'm talking about, I know you have to let it go, right?
You know, back in the day, even when I was playing at Kansas, Nebraska and Oklahoma, if they whooped us, they whoop us 40-0.
Right.
We're going to score something at home. Are you kidding me?
40-0 at home. But how do you overcome that? I mean, you have to let it go, right? I mean, how long do you carry?
You got
how
to.
Long,
I don't, so, until Wednesday. You got to let it go at least by Wednesday.
Oh, so
that's when you got your day off Tuesday. This is when I was playing. Yeah, it's day off Tuesday. Wednesday, we're moving on to the next game. So you got to get out the system Tuesday night.
So Monday, you off, right?
Yeah. No, we got to come in and watch film.
Oh, and man, and all hell.
And run around and, you know, get the lactic acid out. But Tuesday was supposed to be your day off, but you got to get your butt in there and do something in the weight room, or they're going to look at you crazy.
But
that's when you got to get it out your system. Tuesday
but all hell is breaking loose Monday at the film room, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah, ain't nobody smiling, right?
Hey, no, if you got your butt whooped 40 to nothing, no, ain't nobody smiling.
Hey, it better
you trying
not
to reevaluate? You probably sitting there reevaluating your career.
And
it's bad.
And the coach better not see anybody talking.
Oh no! Anything triggers yelling or we got to go out and do some up downs or we got to do something. Something triggers something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing, Earl. You're a professional. It's kind of like you messed up at work. Next day, you got to pick it up. Period. You got to put your hard hat on, you grab your lunch pail and go to work.
So whoever they play next, the Giants going to be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to be, Earl. How do you lose 40 to nothing?
At home. Opening day.
Opener.
Yeah, no.
I'm surprised this coach still got his job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Aaron Rodgers is on tonight, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he playing the Buffalo Bills, so he ain't playing lightweight. Okay. Buffalo got a hell of a defense.
What are they playing? Buffalo versus the Jets. We about to see how good that offensive line is.
Oh, they playing
the
Buffalo playing at New York.
They might have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, come on, New York, Buffalo, the same places, just about.
Yeah, just up the street.
Yeah, but it's gonna be. I mean, Buffalo gonna be as high.
You
as
gonna watch
the Jets.
It, Earl?
Come
you
on, man! Absolutely, every second of it.
Okay.
But this, what? Let me ask you, Gilbert. You know. Mm-hmm. It's how soon people forget, because Aaron was just here last year. Mm. And the people wanted the Packers to sell everybody they had to keep Aaron. Mm. Right? Now Aaron is gone.
Gone.
And you know, people ain't going to be thinking about Aaron. I mean, they only remember.
They're going to watch him, though, tonight, just so to see if he's going to fall on his face or beat Aaron Rodgers of old. That's what they're going to watch. That's what the people are going to want to see.
Yeah, well, he can't be the Aaron Rodgers of old. He's 39 years old. Brett Favre was never the Brett Favre of the Packers when he left, was he?
Nah, he almost took Minnesota to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that first year.
He was close.
Yeah.
They got some dog in them, man. They Green Bay Packers by heart. They got dog in them, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they always come back. You don't want to retire as a New York Jet. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to retire as a Minnesota Viking.
So you're pretty sure that when Aaron retires, he's retiring as a Packer?
Absolutely. He'll be a fool if he didn't.
Yeah, well,
He will retire as a Green Bay Packer. He ain't gonna need any money.
He's worth $200 million.
No, but you don't want to leave that on your resume.
Oh, yeah, because when he goes there.
I'm going to retire as a New York Jet. Yay.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
As it goes into the Hall of Fame, it'll be a Green Bay Packer Hall.
It'll be under the Green Bay Packer banner, like it's supposed to.
Look, man, look, we got to go, man. But, man.
Oh, man.
Bad moon rising, man.
See what kind of pull I got?
You got some pull, man. You got some pull. You brought.
He was just calling to say hi. I said, no, boy, get on this radio.
You brought Bad Moon Rising, man, on the line, man. People don't know who that is, man. That's a bad dude, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're a bad cat, man, but you ain't Bad Moon Rising.
I know. I'm the grave digger.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
Hey, man, we got to run,
get
man.
It right, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we'll be in touch.
All right, love you, brother.
I love you too, man.
Hey,
all right.
Calvin, I'll holler at you.
Hey, we got to go up next. Sandy Williams will be joining us. It's
Big
Monday
Sandy.
With Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Cubes of piss. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my 8K. I got to say it was a good day.
this, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and
WFHR,
services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.